Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. Janet Holton lived near Mount St. Helens when it erupted in May of 1980. In this excerpt, she tells her sons Gabe and Christian about what happened after she was evacuated to high ground in her parents' house above the Cowlitz River.
As soon as I got there, I unloaded my stuff, and your grandmother said, "Your brother's across the river at Vince's. Go get him."
How was that? Like, when she said that your brother's across the river, did panic start to ensue then, or were you just thinking calmly, "I have to go get my brother and I have to get back here as soon as possible"?
I just knew that my mother was determined and I needed to go get him. We didn't have cell phones then. We weren't sure what was going on with the utilities or the infrastructure. I mean, they were closing bridges and log jams were coming and we were being evacuated. And
what is a log jam?
It's all the logs, a lot of the logs that got blown over went in the river and down the valley, and it was rushing water. You know, like in the water that when it rains really hard and the water goes by the house in the creek and it goes, it was that loud and it was that fast. It was rushing, moving really fast, and they were closing all the bridges because some of the bridges made it, some of them didn't. So I got in the truck and I went down past the roadblock and I went into town, and I had to cross the Cowlitz to go get your Uncle Jason, and I stopped there, and they had already had a small log jam go down. We didn't have very much at that point. The man said, "I can't let you cross." I said, "My mother said go get my brother." And I said, "Do you have any log jams coming anytime soon?" He said, "No." He says, "You have 10 minutes. So I went across the bridge and I went and got your Uncle Jason, and then I went back and we made it back home. Then once I had done that, I got a hold of a friend of mine, and she and her husband and I went out exploring. We went up to mountain peaks that Randy knew about and looked at the mountain and drove around, and all of the ash from the eruption went east and we were west. So we had a beautiful sunny day and we were able to navigate in all kinds of places and go have a look at the mountain. You know, 4 miles up the road from where we lived is Silver Lake, and you can see Mount St. Helens from there. So we were soaking it all in, and it was kind of neat to do that. I'm glad I did. I'm really glad I did. You know, that evening, on the evening of May 18th, there was this huge log jam that came down, or, you know, like roaring, louder than the ocean. And there was this guy with a van, and he had a spotlight. It was dark. And he had a spotlight, and he would, like, spot things that were floating in the river. And it was a sea of mud. It looked like hot chocolate, and it was steaming, and it was, because it was warm, it was hot, you know. But it didn't really melt things, but there would, like, be, like, chairs and you know, people's homes. And that was some of the stuff that was going down the river in addition to all the logs. And then that was when we really heard it cracking against the bridge. We thought the bridge was going to go. Right there where I had to go get your Uncle Jason, that's where we were looking at there. And it was, there were lots of people. And I mean, we were witnessing history.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.